All right, I'm back. I was in Myrtle Beach. We had a great class. Quick flight off to the office now. Just dropped off one of our videographers at his house. Try to get back into these live videos providing value. And I had this thought. I'm excited that it sparked some kind of things in my brain. And it had to do with a guy who I know who sent me a message this morning and said, hey, FYI, I'm not able to make it to the conference. I usually would make it there, but I'm getting promoted, so my schedule changed. And then his response back was, I'm going to do great things for the guys, and hopefully I can implement some change. And, you know, I think about the idea of a promotion and when you are getting chevrons or bars or double bars or eagles or flowers, whatever you're going to get that signifies your promotion, that moves us into a position of some real interesting thinking beyond I'm going to implement change for the agency. One piece of advice I want to give people is I watch a lot of my friends. You know, I'm 20 years in this game now. The 9th of October, I'll have 20 years completed in the law enforcement game. And, you know, after 20 years, you get to observe a lot of things, see a lot of people. And obviously now I'm around the country quite a bit and taking in a lot of stuff. And basically it's the same bullshit everywhere as far as the things that guys face. But hope is not lost. And with this new dynamic of police officers that we're training, this thoughtfulness behind the behavior of how you're supposed to act as you move through your career, not only as a patrolman, but as a supervisor, I think about maybe the first step for somebody to be a supervisor on whatever position that is to just ensure, I mean, really slow it down and just ensure that, you know, your people are happy with your performance. And you don't have to lie to yourself. You really have to take a step outside the box and take an arbitrary look on, do these men and women like me? Am I doing what I can to make their life easy? Am I going out of my way to help them? Because that's really it. It's easy to become a supervisor and take advantage of that. Because for some odd reason in this profession, once you become a supervisor, kind of accountability goes out the window. You're no longer getting reviewed generally for 99.5% of the agencies in this country. There's no longer reviews on your performance. There's no more really any accountability. You may think just opposite, but in reality, it's not. And when you're getting pressure from above for accountability for your troops in the field, don't be bound or feel pressured by that pressure. You know, you can always approach it with a good stoic sense of how you're going to provide value to these folks. But you don't got to get nuts, at least not to start. You can start by very simply saying, you know what? I have experienced shithead supervisors. I have been a person who's been burdened in my career by people who misbehave because not only they have power as a police officer, not only they have power as a supervisor, and their misbehavior has gone 10x now because now they can be bosses to the cops. I've seen it. I've worked, I've not directly for those people, but I've seen it in my agencies. Thank God where I worked. Middle management was really, really good. One fuckhead, right? Two fuckheads. There's a couple now that are fuckheads, I've been told. And you know, you knew they were going to be fuckheads because you could see it a mile away. And I try to tell these guys, like, yeah, you got to watch out for this fucking guy. You all think he's fucking hot shit and fun. And I'm telling you, he's a fucking dirtball. And I was dead on fucking right. Guys like, we fucking hate this guy. We're butting heads. Of course. And the sad thing is you don't have to be that way. Like, there's no reason. You should not go to work as a supervisor or a leader in any organization and believe that people hate you. Right. If I knew that somebody didn't like me at my agency, where I work, my company that I run and own, I mean, the first thing I'm going to do is try to establish communication of like, hey, what can I do better? Like, what's bothering you? What's troubling you? We constantly have open communication, right? And we have enough humility or somebody can say whatever they need to say to me and let me know, like, you know, you were da da da. I didn't like that. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry. Right. I'm not here to slam Thor's hammer down when somebody disagrees or misbehaves or whatever with me, or if I do so, like, I'm not perfect and nobody else is either. So literally, if you're getting your first shift as a supervisor, or if you plan on becoming a supervisor, you're going to be in charge of some folks. You know, something so simple as like, you don't got to buy pizza. You could just be there for the guys. Hey, dude, how's everything? All right, good, yeah. Hey, yeah, you know, just think about what people really want. What would you want from a boss, from a leader? You know, it may just be somebody who you can trust, right? You know that this guy, I've tried to coach friends of mine who are organizational leaders. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm, from what I can tell, nobody trusts you. It's a big thing when you're a leader. People have to trust you. They have to believe that you have their best interest, and they have to believe that you're selfless. So here's some examples. A guy or a girl gets a job with two shoplifters. Shoplifters are a pain in the balls, right? You happen to be in the building. You can either sit in the fucking radio room or in your office and bullshit and watch Netflix. You get your fucking ass up, go down the hall, and help that motherfucker do his report and help and take some stuff off his hands. Like, why not? Why wouldn't you take some shit off his hands? That goes for anybody, right? Like, you're stuck inside for some reason. I don't know, maybe you're doing something. Like, for example, where we worked, we were two-man units. And if you are an odd man out, you ain't got on the road. But if a couple guys brought some big job in, you know, look, dude, you're not doing anything. Go down the hall and help these guys out. You don't have to, right? It's easier not to. But I got to tell you, you got to command a lot of respect when you are always helping. And by the way, helping in the right way, especially when you become a supervisor, right? There are things that you, they're not going to want you involved in. But like something like paperwork, what I could stand is like, I remember supervisors doing proactive work and handing it to patrolmen to do, right? And, the hand goes both ways. If your boss needs a little help, you help him out, right? You do the extra thing. Don't worry about it, Sarge. Don't worry about it, T. I got that. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Yeah, but you did this. Nah, it doesn't matter. All right, I'll take care of it. I saw a friend of mine. He was a captain when he left, and I used to work for him. He said, I wish I had 15 of you guys, of Dennis Benito's on my ship. It's somebody bragging. I said, why you say that, Joe? It's a real story. I haven't seen him outside the jewelry store in the town that I used to work in. And he goes, dude, you volunteered for everything. You took all the jobs. I never had to worry. You wrote a real nice report. I mean, I was patrol division, right? He's like, you're everything every boss wants. So I made his life easy. And in turn, when I needed him, he made my life easy. So there's a good hand. Those hands wash each other. But like, try to establish that with the people that you work with. It's real. It's not complicated. You don't have to overthink things. You don't have to become a sergeant and go and start revamping and looking at new outer carriers to your vest. You don't got to get nuts to start, right? Day by day, piece by piece. What do you guys want? What's bothering you? Good communication. What can I do better for you, right? Tell me what I can do better. Well, I got stuck on this fucking school job. I don't want to be doing school crossings every day, but I'm the new guy, so I got to do them every day. All right. You do them Mondays, I'll do them Tuesday. You do them Wednesday, I'll do them Thursday, right? We'll split them up. Wait, the sergeant's going to? Yeah, I'm going to do it. If I can't do it, I got to go do something sergeant's supposed to do. Then you got to do it. But other than that, I'll be out there. I'll take care of it for you. Why not, right? You got to be available. Go do some shit like that for some people. Boy, oh boy, man, that shit will go far. I mean, I try to do everything I can for people that work for me. I have 20 full-time employees now. We have 25 instructors and growing, And I really, really try to emphasize that everybody who works within the organization is really my top priority to begin with. And, things happen. And not everybody's always satisfied, but the only thing to rectify that is constant communication and having an open door policy of like, speak to me. Or, having somebody else who has a good connection with people and let them speak through them. And if you're so high that they're intimidated to talk to you, that's another great way to do it. But when you hear things, you can't flip the fuck out. You got to say to yourself, all right, cool. Let's resolve this issue. Hard conversations are hard conversations. Not fun to have people hide from them. But I can tell you, every time you have a hard conversation, it's over, you feel a million times better. Everybody knows that. The one thing that you'll have to really establish and make sure that you all are on the same page is good communication on every level. What was good, what was bad. So things like that will go a long way for anybody who's becoming a new supervisor. And we firmly believe in that. If you think that the opposite or acting like a fuckface is appropriate, you are not helping the cause of the new generation of law enforcement. We can do great things, folks. We have the potential. We're doing what we can here. Need you to listen and implement. Don't be influenced by others. Be influenced by those who you look up to and admire the way they behave, right? We're trying to set examples of what we believe will be long-term fixes in this industry because we care about it tremendously. We care about you tremendously. So just some food for thought with that. Hopefully you guys found value in this video today. I'm kind of driving, so I can't read any questions that were posted and asked, but always available if you guys need me. Really fucking pumped about the conference. What are we, 2.5 weeks out? I'm fucking souped. I can't wait. So we're going to do a lot of cool shit. I can't wait to meet the 968 of you that are signed up already. That's not including staff. We're going to have over 1,000 people there. It's going to be fucking phenomenal. It's going to be a great week. We're going to have a real good time. A lot of valuable training, a lot of thought, a A lot of interesting surprises we'll have for you guys. A lot of big name keynote speakers. It's real exciting. So looking forward to it. Appreciate all of you tremendously and your continued support. I'm not perfect, but I do my best, and we goof around a little bit here and there. But I really have my good intentions always, and lead with my heart and some of my brain as well. See you guys.